you will. If you've been around the Vineyard any time, you know I probably have enough notes to fill more than the time I have. And so here's the deal. I wrote a talk. The title of the talk is Compassion Filling Our Hearts. It's out of the Great Commission that we've been looking at the words of Jesus. And Jesus spoke to his disciples before he was crucified, buried, and raised to life, and he told them to meet him in a place. And so they go to this place, and the disciples who had come through the worst of it are still standing, and it says they get to the mountain where he told them to meet. And it says they worshiped him, which we just did. And it says some doubted, which is probably true of us too. And it says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, all authority rests in Jesus. It's his power. It's his presence. It's his lordship above it all. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them, showing them, modeling for them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Here's what I want you to know today. Following Jesus is not an exercise in good thoughts. Following Jesus is not an exercise in good thoughts. It moves you with Jesus because Jesus has come, Jesus was crucified, Jesus was raised to life, and Jesus says, go. Go as I have gone. Do what I do. Live from who I am, my authority. Obedience to my commands, and promise that I'll always be with you. Compassion fills our hearts because of the authority of God revealing compassion in Jesus. But here's where the talk takes a great turn today. I don't know if you've ever, anybody ever experienced the gift of compassion from one person to you? Do you know what that feels like? I sure hope you do. But here's what I know about compassion. Compassion does not happen at a great distance. Compassion happens up close and personal. The only way I can baptize someone is to be so close that I can reach out and I can hold them and I can go into the water with them and back up. That close. The only way I can go and make disciples and teach them to obey the commands of Jesus is to let the commands of Jesus be so close to me and me to be so close to that other person that we can talk about it. And not just talk about it, but we can walk about it. As Mandy said, she said we should be the hands and feet of Jesus, right? That the actual love and compassion of Christ has movement to it. It has action to it. But I was scrolling through social media, which I do not recommend. I give it 0 out of 5 stars. But a pastor that I find in compelling, his name's Glenn Packiam. He said, you know what's really interesting about the call to be the hands and feet of Jesus? He goes, that's where the nails were driven into the cross. The hands and feet of Jesus were crucified and surrendered and bore the pain of proximity. Only there does compassion have credibility. Only there does compassion feel and look like Jesus because you've gotten close to the need. You sacrificed to meet the need. And you've realized the need is greater than what you have to give to it. So you say, God, let your authority come. God, let your ways become my ways. God, let your promise be fulfilled in me. The only way to have the compassion of Christ is to say, God, come closer, fill more of my life. Right now, we live in a time where we can talk about things at a distance and be amazing people of faith who keep it all at a distance. But that's not the missional moment. The missional moment is to let God have your heart and your mind to fill you with compassion so that when you see a real need and you discern the real call of God on your life, you will move closer. Here's what I mean. I just read to you out of Matthew 28. I want to finish by reading to you out of Matthew 9 and 10, and then we're going to close. Matthew is one of the four books in the Bible that captures the life of Jesus, told by those who walked close to him and gave an account of who he is and what he is about. In Matthew 9, we get a very specific picture of Jesus and the need of this life. It says Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. God's heart compassionate to the real need, observing the realities of day and time. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, the need is real, it is expansive, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers." Do you know what happens in Matthew 10? It says the disciples got around a table and thought about it and contemplated what he meant by that. And they posted on the social media community board at the temple and said, "We're going to have think tanks about that. We're going to consider what Jesus meant by that." That's absolutely not what the Bible says. The very next verse in Matthew 10, verse 1 says, "Jesus called his 12 disciples to him, gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness." Do you want to follow Jesus? If you are following Jesus, there's no avoiding this. There's no missing the call on your life. It's his authority, it's his direction, it's his glory. Now is our time. Because I imagine Jesus looks out and he has compassion on the headlines and on the kids and on the schools and on your workplace and on your situation at home. He has compassion and he wants to drive out the demonic spirits. He wants to drive out what is impure and he wants to proclaim his hope and his goodness. But here's the thing, it's got to be close. It's got to be at the source of the real need so he becomes the source of life where you needed it most so you can proclaim Jesus, his compassion, his goodness, his mercy, so you would be filled with Jesus so that what comes out of you would be Jesus. Teach people to obey his commands. Show people how to live under his authority. But most importantly, his promise, "I'm with you, always." Like just when it's going good? No, always. Just when I'm praying good prayers? No, always. Just when I read my Bible enough? No, always. He wants you. He has more for you. And it's his promise, it's his power, and it's walking his path because he will be close to you and he will show you. I want to go back to the worship slide, Lisa, if you could help me, and then we're going to be done. I've known this song for a long time. I was a church kid. My dad's a pastor. You can be in the church a long time and still love the church because you love Jesus, because you have compassion for the fact that, like, life's hard. People are tough. There's probably a country western song about that. I'm sure there is. But if you'll go to Holy and Anointed One, it was the last song we sang. I realize as we're singing this song, "Your name is like honey on my lips." Honey is sweet, and there's no avoiding that it's touched you because it's kind of sticky and It's actually like a good, good thing. When we make the name of Jesus like daggers and hate, we are not living in the compassion of Christ. Your name is like honey on my lips. What comes out of my lips is the name of Jesus, who looks out over the crowds and has compassion on them, and he sees where it's messed up and he names reality, but he comes and he gets close and he says, "Let me work. This is not the way it's supposed to be." Your spirit, like water to my soul. Oh God, I'm thirsty. One drink is not enough. And even if I get a drink and I feel quenched and I go do my own thing, I am going to wake up dry and weary and parched. And the only answer is you. So we come back again and again. And it's only in receiving his word and becoming one who's obedient to his ways that we learn how to give that away. We go, look, this is what it looks like to drink from God. Are you thirsty? That's okay. I was thirsty too. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Obey my commands. Know the word of God for today, every step of the way. We sang the call of God for this missional moment. Let your words be the name of Jesus. Let your steps be in the words of Jesus. And let your life be quenched in Jesus. Let's stand together. Last week, my friend Greg Hartman, pastor from Vineyard Church, Kansas City, said if we're going to make more and better disciples, we have to have the courage to reach for one and walk with one. Who is someone God's inviting you to reach for? Who's somebody in your life that you know needs God and you can pray for them and you can move close to them? See, compassion is about proximity. It's not thinking good thoughts, it's moving close, having good talks and taking walks and praying. And at some point saying, come with me. Come with me. Some of the compassion for us is to begin to respond like with our Thanksgiving meal drive. There might be four of you in the room that God just spoke to today and you go, we're going to take the four kids at Carlston. If you're already doing this, can you just hear my heart? Thank you. Thank you. Pray that that would become contagious as you tell the story of God and how compassion is filling your life. We need to learn from you. We need to walk with you. But there is more need. And this is our missional moment. As we were worshiping, I just had this picture. Two things. When you hear me talk about this missional moment, you hear me about having the compassion of Christ. You're a follower of Jesus and you're like, I want in on that. I want a story of God. I don't want to just read about it in the Bible. I want it today. I think you're supposed to come get prayer. That God would release his compassion on you and you would know he is sending you just like Matthew 9 and 10. That Matthew 28 would become the heartbeat of your spiritual life in this new season. You would know it's yours to go. You would know it's your workplace, it's your school, it's your home, it's your friends. There are people in your life and you want to move close to them with Jesus. In just a second, I'm going to invite you to come get prayer. And in that same call, there are some of you here today. Today is the day of salvation. You have been moving close. You've been looking for hope. You will find it in Jesus. And today you can just respond and go, Jesus, I want what you got. And then you're in. Jesus, I need what you have. Come take authority in my life. Come show me how to obey your commands. Today, I just think there are some of you that you've been around it. You've kind of been hanging out. You've been looking. You've been searching. Today is the day to just come and say, Jesus, I want your life. You can have mine. And I don't even know that I said that right. I just don't even know. But something about singing today, and you were singing, Jesus, I love you. You go, yeah, what's that about? Jesus, more than anything, what is that about? It is a point of the entrance into life with Jesus is surrender. Saying, Jesus, come do what only you can do. Show me what it looks like to follow you. Today is the day. So I'm going to pray a prayer of blessing over the whole room. And if any of that makes sense, or you're just here and you go, I've got great need, Kurt, I want prayer, come on. Come get what you need, and then our prayer teams are going to gather around you and pray for you. And we're going to ask for God's compassion to meet us in this room and send us out with it. Amen? So if you want, you can open your hands to this. You can open your heart, your mind, whatever it is. Whatever God is pouring into us, it is not for us to contain. It's for us to go give away. And so God, today we thank you for your word. Jesus, we thank you that you are a God that comes right to where we are. You see what the need is. You name the reality, and you have the authority to heal, to drive out impure spirits, to show us what it is for your word to be a lamp to our feet. We need what only you can do. And so I pray that your compassion would fill us more and more. Your compassion would move us more and more. And that your life would send us on mission for this missional moment. And I pray for anybody in the room who's been looking for faith, who's been looking for hope, you would baptize them right now with your very spirit and you would call them home. We need you, God, and we want you. So as we go this week, fill us up and give us eyes to see the people around us that we can pray for, we can move towards, and we can encourage with the compassion that comes from you and you alone. We bless everyone here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, I'm so glad to be with you today. If you would like prayer for anything,